The Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast is going live. Yes, you heard that correct. You can come ask your questions and get free live coaching. I'm going to be talking about all things attracting profit and parenting, which if you've been around for a while, profit equals time flexibility, emotional freedom, and all things money and wealth building. And of course, parenting. Come ask about why your kids do what they do, how to motivate your teens, and how you can become the adults they need. And the cool side effect is you can apply these principles to other relationships in your life, like your marriage, team building, and even your own parents. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live to check out the next live podcast recording dates and topics. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, live. See you there. All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Okay, so I was saying this before we hit record that I'm all about the messy middle. We need strategy in our lives. We need planning in our lives, but that's like 10% of the game. So for anyone who, I mean, most of you-ish have been in my world for a while, when we do these quarterly business retreats, we have strategy and then we have the emotional relational side of it. So today's more team building, relationships, support. And then today we're going to be talking about capacity and energetic time management. So how many of you, show of hands for the ones with the video on, felt overwhelmed by the strategy yesterday? Okay. So I even felt overwhelmed after those two calls. But here's the thing. Sometimes overwhelm is not a negative. It's that we're growing, right? We're stretching our capacity. We're learning new skills. And our brains don't always like it when we're learning new skills because it wants to feel safe and familiar. So even if you took like one little tidbit from yesterday, that's okay. Even if you took absolutely nothing, that is okay, because you can go back and listen to the replay again and again. And then eventually you're like, it clicked. It all makes sense now. And some of you send me messages after workshops or like as we're going through this process, you're like, Heather, I've heard this a million times, but yesterday it made sense to me. So we need to like learn how to be kind to ourselves when something feels new to us. I also find adults are like, children are easier for me to work with, because their egos are not so like formed and they haven't had all this life experience. So when they are learning something new, they might cry about it, but they're open. They're typically more open to learning new skills, where I find when you're hitting like your 40s plus, you have this like really defined ego, you've been good at something, area of competence. And then so you get into this emotionally uncomfortable era of your life where you're like, WTF, who am I? Why don't I know these skills? I'm so ashamed of myself. And this is where we're learning more of the inner personal leadership skills. So any stuff that comes up for you, just remember it's a growth opportunity. It's not a negative. That's all I want you to know. It's not a negative. It's a growth opportunity. So if it triggers shame, like I'm not enough, if it triggers guilt, I did something bad, I'm not smart enough, all the things, just somehow you have to like train your brain and yourself to be like, yay, I'm experiencing shame. This is amazing. I have a growth opportunity here. And now from all of that, we're going to shift into today's conversation about capacity. I am not going to go over my ETM strategy because that would be boring to me. And I want to teach you some advanced ETM skills and capacity. So I actually want to talk about capacity in the different types of energy. I also want you to know that I developed ETM 10 years ago. And I have still not mastered it. There has never been a week that I have done ETM and checked 100% of those tasks off my to-do, quote unquote, to-do list, or have like looked at my calendar and have done it perfectly. So when you, and then I go into seasons where I'm really good with it, and then seasons where I'm a little more lax, like it's okay. So you have to understand you have a core strategy, and then you are going to learn and grow with this strategy. I have been hearing people over and over again say, I don't have capacity. How many of you have said that in your life? I feel like I'm at capacity. Okay. We have physical capacity. We have mental capacity, like mental, emotional capacity. We have spiritual capacity. And then we have like actual time. When I think of capacity, I think of most of what we are actually saying is, I don't have emotional capacity for this. It's not actual time. So if you are the type of person that says, I don't have time, I want you to like, that's the mask. That's like the bare minimum, I don't have time. When you say, I do not have time, or I don't have capacity, I want you to get crystal clear, and we're going to do that today, on what that means for you. Physical, like physically my body, we're not talking about real time, okay? Like 24 hours in a day. Like physical, like my body is fatigued, like there's something going on here. Physical capacity. I'm going to say mental and emotional because it feels similar to me. Spiritual capacity, which is usually there's a disconnect to self, like your soul or a higher power. And then I'm also going to add in there financial capacity because that is a real thing as well. When you just feel tapped. So I'm going to give you a few minutes of when you feel like not enough time, money, energy, not enough. What type of capacity are you actually referring to? What's the truth around your capacity? So I'll give you a minute. A quick word about today's sponsor, AG1. It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and quality, for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop because it's tested for over 950 contaminants and banned substances, while most of industry standards typically only test for 10. Isn't that crazy? And bonus, my kids love it, especially my teens. Trust AG1 for consistent daily support. Take control of your well-being with AG1. Experience it now and enjoy a complimentary 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 along with 5 free travel packs with your initial purchase at drinkag1.com/EU. That's drinkag1.com/EU. Okay. So I'm going to say mine first. This is not like right or wrong. This is just what first when I'm like, I don't have time. When I say that, and the team has heard me say that multiple times. I'm at capacity. I don't have time. I feel it in my body. I feel like restrictive, right? I am not living in alignment with how I want to feel. Doesn't mean I have failed. Doesn't mean anything. It's just a symptom. It's like, hello, pay attention to me, right? My life is trying to get me to pay attention. If I have a belief that I should always feel like crap. I should never have enough money. I should never have enough energy. Then I'm going to keep pushing through and being like, look at me, look at me. But that's not my belief. My belief now, today, is that how good can it get? How good can I feel? It doesn't mean I'm going to feel like that all the time. I actually just had a little aha moment. Maybe I'll talk about it. But anyways, I say mental capacity for me, I'm usually overthinking. Like my brain is just go, 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 go. It can definitely be hormonal and all the things. So what I do is, because my day could have nothing on the calendar, but I'm just overthinking. So when I feel like I'm at capacity, but when I look at my time and I'm like, I actually do have time to get things done, but I'm actually stuck in my head. Make sense? So I've trained myself that when I feel like that, I have to stop and go, what do I need, right? This is where I get all of you to like get out of your head and into your body. What do I need to get out of my head and into my body to realign? This is where ETM comes in handy, because ETM to me is like, if I look at my calendar, it's not that I haven't planned properly, but if I look at my calendar and I'm like, well, no shit, you feel at capacity. You've been go, 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 right? Like doing all the things, checking things off. Did you see sunlight? Like, have you gone for walks? Are you disconnected from your phone? Like, you're not nourishing yourself. And then, so usually what I do is I either plan that day, the weekend, the following week, and I'm like, what do I need to do to realign that current within myself, realign the energy within myself? When I feel like, and you guys can ask me questions, but let's just engage in a little conversation first about what this means for you, capacity. When I feel like I'm in financial capacity, most of the time it's related to the restriction I'm feeling in my body. It is not truth. How many of you have like woke up in a panic and then by dinner time, you're like, fine. Okay. But like the situation hasn't changed, right? It's your perception of the situation has changed, your emotional state. Something has happened. It might have been like hormonal issue, like hormonal fluctuation, but the truth is the energy has shifted. So you can see how it's perception, right? So every time I'm like freaking out about something and I'm like, I'm at capacity, I don't push through it. Never, ever, unless I have to get something done for the day, but I do not push through it. I don't. I stop. Like the resistance might still be there, but I co-create with it. And I'm like, okay, I will stop. I have to realign. So I'm spending time and energy realigning how I want to feel. It never feels good to change that current ever. Ever, ever, ever. When I'm in a state of I'm at capacity and I'm like, what do I need? And I'm getting clear, like I'm asking my body, I'm like, what do I need? I'm eating the food, hydration, going for walks, going to the gym, spending time in nature, putting my phone away. Every single time my body's like, no, no, don't do this. Don't do this. Right? Resistance. But I know that that's what I need. So I do it. Even if I don't want to do it, or I'm going to sabotage or procrastinate, I'm just very committed to my next level vision. So I will put people in place to hold me accountable. Whether I have to hire people, whether I have to call friends and be like, hey, do you want to go for a walk? Like I will just put people in place to make it happen. I wasn't always like that, but now I know how to trick my brain. Same with financial capacity. So I'm like, okay, act like I don't have a back door here. What am I going to do? Like it's all a mental game. I wrote something on Instagram this morning that said, I don't believe someone when they say, I don't know what to do. I don't believe someone when they say, I can't afford it. My partner won't allow me to, or I don't have time. I start to believe people when they say, I'm scared to feel. That's when I know that person is moving from curious about change to change is my only option. I was talking to a friend yesterday and I said to her, I'm really grateful that I don't actually have the privilege that a lot of people have to give themselves a back door. And she was like, what do you mean by that? And I said, I don't have an option to fail. Failure is not an option for me. It's just not. I've actually made that a life goal of mine. I've physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially put myself in situations where back doors and failure are not an option. And I see so many of you have the privilege to fail. I don't have that privilege. It's either intentional that I've created it for myself or unintentionally I've created it for myself. So when you put yourself in emotionally uncomfortable situations where failure is not an option, I fail daily, but failure to me is when I decide to quit. So I just don't have the privilege that a lot of other people have. And so it's a privilege to choose not to go after something because you don't have to. So you're going to have to make yourself uncomfortable in order to grow and become the person that you want. And when you feel like you're at capacity, but you still have a back door and you are like, I'm at capacity, therefore I don't have to. So I've been thinking about this a lot. If I wasn't the quote unquote breadwinner, I'm the pusher of things. I'm like, what would my life look like? And I'm like, I would actually probably just be miserable because I wouldn't have the drive to push and make an impact, but I would feel dead inside because I know the work that I do gives me life, but it also scares the crap out of me. So I don't have a back door. I purposely have put myself in a situation where I do not have a back door, but I see people where they're like, oh, must be nice. I want to make an impact. I want to do this. And I'm like, but you don't have to because you are living such a comfortable life and you have back doors. You have to put yourself in situations. You don't have to blow up your life, but you have to put yourself in situations where you do not have a back door. When I feel at capacity, I don't have the privilege to stay there too long because burnout is not an option for me. Because I know what happens if I burn out. I have evidence. It's not an option for me. This week, I was like, physically, I'm at capacity. I can still operate, but I feel like I'm at a certain type of capacity. So I told the team, I was like, you need to hold me accountable to XYZ or I'm going to be doing this. So because I want more physical capacity. I'm entering a season of my life where I have goals, I'm training more, and I'm going to go after it. I cannot give myself a back door. So I knew what I needed to do. I told people externally so that I have to physically create more for myself, time and energy. And guess what? I felt guilty for creating more for myself. Guilt doesn't go away. You have to co-create with it or whatever emotion shadow comes up for you. How do you work through the resentment that not having an option to fail creates? Is this going into a victim mentality? So I have that too. Sometimes, I mean, I cry. I'm like, oh, poor me, poor me. And then I think, that's where I like go into a bigger, I would say like spiritual realm of like, why? Yeah, I guess it's like falling back into victim energy. Cause I'm like, do I want to stay here? Like, does this feel good to me? Does resentment feel good to me? Usually resentment is also telltale sign that you've allowed somebody to cross a boundary. And most of the time it's a boundary with ourselves. It could be an emotional or mental boundary, but when I'm angry or resentful, or I'm like, why me? That's usually what I do. Why me? Number one, I'm reacting from like little Heather, why me? Why do I need to be the responsible one? And then that's also me just not wanting to take ownership for my life, because we all know here that we are 100% responsible for the life we desire. Nobody else can do that for you. And if somebody does, if somebody literally picked me up and carried me across the finish line, I would get there and be like, but I didn't do this, right? Like, I didn't do this. So resentment is usually our body's way of saying like, hello, pay attention to me. You're crossing your own boundaries here and you're not honoring what you need. And when I feel it too, I'm like, this is not in alignment with how I want to feel. So I have to flip the script. For some of you, you've been in my world longer than others. And I hear things like, oh my gosh, if I didn't, you know, if I wasn't in your program or if I didn't do this work, like you went through like a crisis in your life. Like multiple of you have said this to me. You're like, I would have handled that so much differently. And so it's not that the goal is to never shut down or never be at capacity again. It's that we feel in control when we are, right? So if I'm there scrolling, numbing, sleeping, and I'm like, I know I'm in like a free state or whatever it is, I'm like, the awareness is key. It's like, how did I get here? What did I do? And my goal is always like, I love what Brandy said, like, you're all wise fucking ass women. Like, you know what you know. We come together, we make magic happen. I'm always going to challenge you to be like, yeah, we're at capacity. Let's pivot. Let's do whatever. But I'm like, what does your soul crave? What are the nutrients that your mind and your body and your soul desire from you? Like, we're talking about business right now, but beyond business, because you have to feel full and alive, right? So that when you are doing those daily things you don't want to do, like, we are much more than our roles as caregiver. We are much more than our role as business owner, right? So you as a human being, number one, how do you want to feel and what do you need to feel alive is your number one priority. That's the basis of ETM when you do the actual strategy. But you will not listen to me until you have to. And you're like, oh God, I actually have to nourish myself. I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.